Let's try to explore Mitzvah Shem, the Sugya of Yosef HaTzadik with Eishes Potiphar. That on the one hand, Chazal tell us that Yosef goes down in history as the Amud Midas HaYesod, the Shomer HaBris, the one who passed this test with Eishes Potiphar and Mitzrayim as a young kid. Tremendous. Yet on the other hand, Chazal tell us, when we explore a little bit deeper, that there was something there, though. Chazal say that Yosef had to work very hard, and he was moitzi asara tipin, 10 drops of seed. The repercussions are well known. The asara hurugim malchus, Chazal say, come from this. And so when we try to understand this parasha of Yosef HaTzadik, so included in that is how, on the one hand, Yosef, such a tremendous accomplishment and an achievement, but on the other hand, there was something there, something which led to this pegam, if we could say such a thing, of the Asara Tipin. So, in doing so, let's begin with the following medrash. The medrash says in Tanchuma, Vayar Adonav ki Hashem itoy, that his master Potiphar saw that Hashem was with him, with Yosef. And the Medrash asks a very interesting question. Potiphar was a Rasha, and he had the spiritual sight to be able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Yosef. And what does it mean, ki Hashem itai, that Hashem was with Yosef? So the Medrash says, Ela shelo haya shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu zaz mipiv, that the name of Hashem never left Yosef's mouth. Haya nichnas l'sham shob u'hoya melachish, that when he would come into Sir Potiphar, his mouth would move, and he was saying tfilos. V'ayma ribon ha'ayla, master of the world, atoho bitchayni, you're the one I trust in, atoho bitchayni, titnini l'cheinu l'chesel l'rachami b'necha v'necharayin, u'be'enei Potiphar Adoni. Let me find favor in your eyes, chein and chesed, not only in your eyes, but in the eyes of everyone who sees me, and in the eyes of Potiphar, my master. Potiphar saw this, the Medrash says, and he said to him, Ma ata malachish? What are you whispering? Shema kshafim ata oisili? Is this some type of a witchcraft? V'humo shivalo? And Yosef replied, no, it is not. Elani mispalo shem sachin beinacha. I'm offering tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I should find favor in your eyes. And the Medrash concludes, Kevin shira Rabbi Cain, when his master saw this, Masa lo es kolam eftachos, he gave him the keys to all the chambers. V'lo hayo yodiachar of klum. And he didn't care anymore to look after Yosef. He trusted him completely. Shekin Oimer, as Yosef says, and when he talks to Eishes Potiphar, Hein Adoni lo yada iti ma babayis, my master doesn't know anything which goes on with me. But then the Medrash concludes, Kevan shara Yosef esatzmo b'kach, when Yosef saw himself like this, Hischel oyecha v'shoyisim misalso b'saray, he started to indulge. Of course, on the level of Yosef HaTzadik, he would eat and drink and play with his hair. For Omer, he would even say, Baruch HaMakom Shishkichan Mi Beis Avi. Thank you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, that I have forgotten my father's health. He thought that he had it good. Omer, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem saw this and said, Avicha Misaba Lelecha V'sak V'efer, your father, he mourns over you right now with sack and ashcloth. V'ata Eicha V'shoyisa Misalsa P'sarecha, you're doing these things. Hare Adon Asecha Mizaveges Lecha U'mitzar Lecha. So I'm going to send after you your master's wife. L'kach Zevatisa Eishas Adonav V'ayimo'ein. And Yosef had to refuse it. So two very interesting points on this very long medrash. One, the medrash begins, seemingly we're bringing out Yosef's praises, that he never stopped speaking about the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He was always uttering tfilos under his lips. But yet it concludes with the demise of Yosef HaTzadik, meaning that it led to this nisayon with Eishes Potiphar. That's one. And secondly, the Medrash brings this on the pasuk as it concludes and as it began. Vayimain. Vayimain, Vayomel Eishes Adonav. The moment of that battle between Yosef and Eishes Potiphar is when this is brought down. Not when discussing the original meeting between Yosef and Potiphar and how he served him in his home. But in that moment of Nisayon is where the Medrash brings this down. What is the connection between this, therefore, and the Vayimain, that moment of truth with Eishes Potiphar? And lastly, and this is really the segue into the sugya, There's a Gemara in Erevin. And this Gemara in Erevin is also mentioned in the beginning of Maseches Avos. The Gemara in Erevin tells us that Rabbi Yosef Lili Hava Ozel Ba'orcha, he was once walking down the road. Ashrecha LeBruria. He found a very famous woman, Bruria, the wife of Rabbi Meir, the daughter of Chanan ben Chadron. She was a very wise person. Amar La Be'ezel Derech Nelech LeLod. He said, which way do we go to Lod? He needed directions. He was at a Parsha Strachim, at a crossroad. Amr Le, and she said to him, Glili Shaita. She said, Rabbi Yosef Glili, you're a fool. Like, Kach Amr Chachamim Altar Besicha Ma'isha, do Chazal not say that a man should not speak excessively to a woman? You could have just said, Eze Lelud. What's the way to Lod? You didn't have to say, Be'eze Derech Nelech Lelud. You could have omitted two words and had just said Ezel Olad. So she rebuked him for Altar Bet Sicha Im Ha'isha. The Bnei Yisachar in Igud Dekala points out that when Moshe Rabbeinu was approached two times, once by the Nosi Ha'aron, those who were carrying the Aron, who became Tamei, the Tumas Meis, who wanted to make Korban Pesach, and the other time by the Bnei Safchad, who wanted the Yerusha of their father. He points out to Bnei Yisrael that we find Moshe had two different approaches in dealing with this. One, when the men came, Moshe Rabbeinu replied. He said, Vayomer Aleihem, imdu ve'eshma, stand here and wait, and I will hear word back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what the din is. When it came to Bnei Safchad, we don't find that Moshe had any conversation with him. Rather, immediately the pasuk says, "Vayakev Moshe as mishpat lefnei Hashem." Moshe didn't say anything; he just came before Kadosh Baruch Hu to hear the psak. And the Bnei Yisachar says that Moshe here was mekayim al tarbe sichay ma'isha, and that's why the pasuk says, "Vayomer alehem," in the masculine. He said to them, "Imdu eshma," because they were male. He said, "Imdu eshma." Masha'in came by the Bnei Yisachar, so we see how a person of great stature like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and they rebuked for even just a couple of words. They were chas. Moshe was not rebuked, but he was careful on even just a couple of words. Imdu v'ashma, just a few words. So we see there's an inyan al tarbe sichay ma'isha. If that's the case, it's very interesting to note that here when Yosef is in this battle with Eshes Potiphar, the pasuk says Vayoma'ein, that he refused her. Vayomer al Eshes Adonav, and he said to her, Lo yodi iti ma babayis, v'chol asher yesh lo nasam biyadi, einenu gadol babayis hazem imeni, v'lo chasach menim umma v'ki masach, b'asher at yishtoiv, eich esah harag dos azaz v'chatas yelokim. Lots and lots of words. I think maybe 39, 38 words all in all. So on the one hand, we find Rabbi Yosef Lili al tarbe sichay ma'isha, Moshe Rabbeinu, just even a couple words. And here the Torah goes out of its way, not even in the Medrash. The Torah records tens of words from Yosef HaTzadik to Eshes Potiphar, who was an Eshes Ish. Like the Medrash says, as Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, al tarbe sichay ma'isha, be'ish tu'omo kavachomer be'ishes chaveiro. So he has a kavachomer working against him. So how could that be? Let's try to understand a little bit more this sicha, this conversation between Yosef and Eshes Potiphar, because it cannot just be pashut that the Torah records it and Yosef Stam has a very lengthy dibur with Eshes Potiphar. Take a look at Hemek David and Etziv to explain this b'derech pshat. But perhaps based on a yesod which is mentioned in the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, in Sefer Keser Shem Tov, the Gemara in Ksuvah and Daf Yud Gimel and Aleph tells us in the Mishnah, Re'ur midaberes im echad v'shuk. If a woman is found speaking with a man in the shuk, we can be suspect to the validity, to the kashrus of the child. And the Gemara records two opinions. What does it mean midaberes? It can't just mean that we saw her speaking to a man in the street. It has to be that it's something worthy of accusing her of. So the Gemara brings, Reb Asi says, I should say, Ze'iri says it means Nisra. We saw her secluded with another man. Whereas Rav Asi says Nivala, that we actually saw her in an act with another man. So the Baal Shem Tov says, Based on the Gemara, that the word midaberes in the Mishnah is used as a lashon of zivug, as a lashon of yichud. He explains the Mishnah, Re'uah midaberes im echad b'shuk, that even in the marketplace, even at work, a person could be, should be midaberes, be yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should be davek b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, but higher people are able to even be miyachid yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the marketplace and even in simple conversations. That's what the Baal Shem Tov takes from this Mishnah. Based on this concept of Ra'uah Midaberes Im Echad Bashuk, we could say that Yosef didn't have Stam Sicha with Eishes Potiphar. If the Torah records it, it's because Yosef HaTzadik is being Mispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's really what the Vayimain is with the Shalsheles, that he was gathering the strength of being Mispalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu with these words, that on the surface it looked like it was an explanation that he was giving to Eishes Potiphar, but she doesn't deserve an explanation. He could have just ran out of the house. But he was offering tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should be nitzal, that he should be saved from this act, similar to the tefillos which he was always saying in the house of Potiphar, like the Medrash we said earlier. And hence Chazal say, Al tar b'sicha im ha'isha. And we know that sicha is a lashon tefillah. Like we find by Yitzchak, v'yetzi Yitzchak lasuach b'aseret gemara brachos tav chafav, ein sicha ela tefillah. So perhaps we see here, al tar b'sicha im ha'isha, that it's telling us that even if a person is offering tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but bilavushim, but it's concealed and it looks like it's regular chat, regular talk, but it's with an isha, a person has to be very careful with that as well. Be'eshes chavir. Which leads us to the next ha'ara, because it still needs work, that now that we're understanding that the nature of the sicha between Yosef and Eishes Potiphar was not just one of regular sicha that the Torah is recording. Rather, it was a ra'uah midaberes, im echad b'shuk. It was a type of a yichud. He's being miyachid yichud and offering tefillos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It still needs one more shlav, and that's what the Kamarna says in the name of the Ari. The Kamarna writes in the Siv Mitzvah Secha and the Siv HaTorah, he says that when people make machlekesin against tzaddikim, Rishon Gemurim Milachishin Alav Lashon Hara, that's because at times a tzaddik isn't careful that his tefillahs should be balachash mamish, like they should be. Like we find by Chana that she was midaberes aliba. Interesting, Chana midaberes, the same lashon as our Gemara earlier. As I explained, says the Kamar in my Chibur Noitz Chesed on Avos in the name of the Ari, that if a person raises his voice during davening, he's over on the isra of al tar besicha im ha'isha, v'chein be'es ha'yichudim. And even when he makes yichudim, he has to be careful that it should not be loud. Shelo yis'achzu ha'chitzonim, so that the klipas, the chitzonim, shouldn't make an achiza, grab onto, latch onto these ziburim. Ki b'chol makom she'esh reyach yichud ha'nirgash, because if they are margish, if they smell that there's a reyach of yichud, they run after it, and they make a yinika on it because that is their chiyas. It's fascinating. So we see here, says the Ari, that there's an isser in pnimius, which is called al tar besicha ma'isha, that if a person is saying tefillos, saying yichudim, and it should be balachash, mashenkin, if a person is davening psukadism, of course that could be loud, because there are times of davening where they could be loud, and there are times where they should be quiet. Shmon Esrei is a time for quiet tefillos. If a person is talking to somebody, if he's in the shuk, and he's making yichudim, and he's making tefillos, that should be like when he's doing his bodidus. Of course, he's quiet. The whole zman voice. But here, Yosef HaTzadik was midaberes with Eishes Potiphar. But then there was an achiza. Not just because on the pashtus, we see here that there may have been an inyan of al tar besicha ma'isha, but in Pnimius as well, even if a person is offering yichudim, has to be done in a way that it's balachash, so that the chitzonim cannot have an achiz on it. Now, how was it that there was able to be an achiza on the Simcha of Yosef HaTzadik here? Must be, perhaps, based on what we said earlier in the Medrash. Going back to the Medrash we began with, that the Medrash taught us on the Pasuk of Ayimain, that Yosef was davening all the time in the house of Potiphar. And then Potiphar, said to Yosef, Mazeh that you are being melachesh? What is this lachash? Yosef says, no, that's not witchcraft. I'm offering tefillas to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we see Yosef was offering tefillas. Yet the Medrash concludes that from here is the downfall of Yosef HaTzadik, that he was given the master keys, and from there he's Oichav Eshoshel Masal Sosar. All in one swoop, the Medrash brings it all together and says from that place of the tefillas of Yosef was his, what brought to his Nisayon with Eshes Potiphar. How did that happen? So perhaps because the Medrash is implying that Yosef was davening, these were his yichudim, these were his tefillas, but there was an achiza because it was loud enough that Potiphar was able to hear it. And that's pagam in what? Altar besicha in Mayisha. So if they go back to Yosef's encounter with Eshes Potiphar, that there was a lot of words, 30 plus words, I altar besicha Mayisha, what's the roots of that? Yes, there were yichudim, yes, there were tefillas, but loud enough so that Potiphar can hear? That's an Indian altar besicha Mayisha, and Pnimius, not just in Chitzonius of Eshes Potiphar. So that would explain why Davka, going back to one of our original questions, that the Medrash doesn't bring the tefillos that Yosef had in the house of Potiphar early on. It brings it in that place of Vayimain, in the Nisayon with Eshes Potiphar, because it was this, it were these tefillos which were not said Belachash. They were said Belachash, but not Belachash enough, which brought to the Nisayon, and eventually to an Altar B'Sicha Meisha. Which in trying to understand the sugya would explain, yes, Yosef, he passed with flying colors. He is the tzaddik. He was Omi ben Yisrael. But there was Saratipin. Why? Because he was not Yotze completely the inyan of Altar B'Sicha Meisha. And the Chitzonah found a place to make an achiza. And that's Pshat, the Pasuk is Vatis B'Sehu Big Doi. She found a place on the Begin. She couldn't grab him because Mitzidoi, he was fine. But on the Begin, on the Makam Chitzoni, there was epis, something to latch onto. That's a bederech remez. If you take the word beged, b'milui, it's b'gematria tar besicha. That place called tar besicha imayisha, that he was tar besicha, which is a gematria beged b'milua, that's where she found a mekum achiza. This l'chorah goes back to the chet of Adam HaRishon. The Sfarim say that Yosef was that surah of Adam HaRishon kodam achet. And the Medrash says that in fact, when he was Omi bin Yisrael with Eshes Potiphar, B'shas HaNisayon, he actually said to her, Miss Yariani, the Medrash says, I'm afraid, Ma Adam HaRishon al mitzvah kal nitzav avar v'nitzvah migan Eden, that Adam HaRishon was tested with one slight, light mitzvah, and he failed and he was banished from the Gan Eden. Zushi avira chamura alachas kama v'kama. This, which is a very grave aveira, if I would do it, how much more so? Kal v'chaymer. So we see Yosef is referring to the Nisayon of Adam HaRishon in this Nisayon, and he's finding chizik from there. What's interesting is that Eshes Potiphar, we also find a kal v'chaymer. The Medrash tells in Tanchuma that many Mitzri women came to gather together in her home, and she wanted to boast the beauty of Yosef, and she handed peelers and esrogim to each one of them, and each one of them, as they were staring at Yosef's beauty, they started to peel the skin off their fingers. And she said to them, Ma atein b'sha'achas kach, you are only beholding, gazing at his beauty for just a single moment. Ani b'chosha ro'esai, I have to live with this man at all times. Alachas kama v'kama. And then it says, and every single day she was m'shaldal to b'dvarim, and he was oimi b'yetzo, as it says, v'tisa eishas adoinav. She couldn't hold out anymore. So we see that Mitzad Yosef, within the Nisayon, there's a Kal V'Chaymer. And Eshes Potiphar herself makes a Kal V'Chaymer, which is hinting to us, perhaps, that which the Medrash says, Al Tar B'Sichei Ma'isha, Kal V'Chaymer B'Eshes Chaveru. That place called Kal V'Chaymer B'Eshes Chaveru, Yosef used the Kal V'Chaymer to get out of the Nisayon of Tar B'Sichei Ma'isha with Eshes Chaveru. And she went into it with a Kal V'Chaymer. That's what Derech Remez. But going back to the Chet Adam HaRishon, now that we see the connection with Yosef, as he was in that image of Adam HaRishon, the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us, it could be said too that the Nachash also wasn't able to really overcome Adam HaRishon and Chava. They were very big Yitzchakav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But how is it that the Nachah was able to find some type of an achiza? It was because he engaged Chava in many words. Take a look in the Pesukim. The conversation between the Nachash and Chava, many words. Altar v'sicha ma'isha. And that's the dynamic, the shayrish really, of the interaction between the Nachash, Potiphar, and Yosef, going back to the Nachash and Chava. Altar v'sicha ma'isha. He found an achiza in the beged. In the beged. And that, of course, would explain to us why it is that because of the Chet Adam HaRishon, Adam became Arum, he was given a Beged, Kasnas Ar, and that of course is the Shayrish of the Beged of Yosef, which is the Ketanis Pasim, without going into the Sugya. Not only was this Maisa of Yosef, does it go back in history to the Chet Adam HaRishon, but it also goes forward to the Golos and Mitzrayim. The Chazal tell us that Be'emes Klal Yisrael, there were no acts of immorality in Mitzrayim, except for one woman, the Torah records it, Shlomis Bas Devi, at the end of Parshas Emor. And Chazal said, why is she called Shlomis Bas Devi? Because she chatted with every man. She would say, Shalom, Shalom, Shalom Alecha. She was Bas Devi. But look what happened here. That because she chatted with everyone, so she came to Niyof. The Chazal say, Al Tar Basin in Ma'isha, Shesayvcha Lava Lidei Niyof. That's the Re'ua Midaberes, of which Chazal say, Midaberes Asalash Niyof. And Yosef, he went down to Mitzrayim in order to uproot and to abolish the gzeira of Kiger Yezarecha of the Golas Mitzrayim, which was forthcoming for Klal Yisrael. It wasn't Matzliach Legamri, obviously. But we see that what there was in Mitzrayim by Shlomis Bas Tevri was an act of Altar V'sichei Ma'isha, that she was an ishtis and she was engaging with every man. And for that, began a pagam. What's the roots of that? Yosef in Mitzrayim, Altar V'sichei Ma'isha. Bemes had a lot of yeshiva das in exploring this sugya. It's hard to say such a thing without finding an actual makor in Chazal to say that about Yosef HaTzadik. But Baruch Hashem in the Torah Shlema brings from the Medrash HaGadol right here, Kedabra Elav Yom Yom, that you would speak to him every single day, says the Medrash, Mikan Amru Kol Hamar Besichei Ma'isha Soif Shetagila Lidvarveir. It brings down this makor as well. And B'derech Gematria, we could say as well, that if you take the Pasuk of Vayimain, really that which precedes it, it says that she said to Yosef, Shichva imi. The words are, El Yosef, Vatoymer, Shichva imi, Vayimain. So those words, El Yosef, Vatoymer, Shichva imi, Vayimain, is the exact Gematria of the Lashon of the Mishnah, Ve'al Tarbe Sicha im Ha'isha. Let's try to connect this to Chanukah, at the conclusion of the sugya. So Shlomo HaMelech mentions two psukim about marriage, about an isha. Matza isha matza tov. And on the other hand, Umoitzani mami mavises ha'isha. There's nothing which is more painful than a woman. So take a look at the Gemara in Yevam Mestach, Samach Gimel, and Aleph, and many drushes, Sheva Bracha drushes are said about this matza or motza. Al Kapan in the Ben Yehoyada says the following thing. He says that Ish has the letter Yud, Eish Yud, and Isha is Eish Hey. And the reason why is because of the Chet of the Shemesh and the Yareach, and the Pagam and the Yareach, that an Isha who is Nimshal to the Yareach should see herself as the calf of her husband. And even in Kabbalah, when we talk about the Partzufim, the makam of the Amid of the Nukva is at the half place of the Ish. And he explains that if an Isha sees herself behashva as equal to her husband, then she takes the letter Hey and she adds it to Isha, and then she becomes Ha-Isha. And Ha-Isha is Gematria Ish, because two Heys is equal to a Yud. So therefore, Ish and Isha versus Ish and Ha'isha. It's very different. When a woman makes herself Ha'isha, then it's Motzanim Mar Mimaves as ha isha, the pasuk says. But if it's only matzah isha, if he finds an isha without the hay, then it's matzah tov, then he finds a good. So he says, based on this, quotes the Gemara in Bava Metzia, says, itetach gutza gachin v'lachishla. If you find that your wife is short, if she's small, then you should bend down and whisper in her ear. He says, this itetach gutza, that this short woman, it doesn't mean physically, it means if she's a humble nature, then gachin v'lachishla, then you should bend down and speak to her. Masha'enkin, if she's ha'isha, then on that the Mishnah says, al tarbasicha im ha'isha. So there's the itisagucha, gutza, that one should go down to speak to, because that's because she's isha. But if she's ha'isha, then it's al tarbasicha im ha'isha. How does that connect to Chanukah? Because there's a maisa with David al-Tolliner, that when he was once lighting, preparing himself to light nearest Chanukah, so the Hasidim were gathered around. And he turned to one of the Hasidim who was standing there and he said to him, he says, is your wife, is she big or is she short? And if she's short, when you speak to her, do you bend down to talk to her? Or do you make her come up to you? And with that, he turned to the Ner Chanukah and he bent down, the Matat Mesar Tzachem, and he lit the Ner Chanukah. And nobody could understand what he was talking about. But he had a grand nephew who was there, Mordechai Dov from Horn Disciple. So he told the Hasidim it was a big tumult what the Rebbe meant. He said the Rebbe was referring to this Gemara. Itisach gutza gachim lachashla. That was how he prepared to light Neres Chanukah. The conclusion of the Maisa is that the next night when he went to light the second candle, so he said another puzzling mimer to one of the Hasidim who was standing there. And his grandnephew who was nearby, he said to him, last night you had the siyata d'shmaya to understand my words, but tonight I guarantee you're not going to understand. And even he didn't know the whole commotion, but Baruch Katshai, they saw that he sees everything and he knows everything. Al Kapana, we see here that the inyan of Ner Chanukah going down to light is an inyan of Itesach Gutza v'lachishla. To go down and to speak to her, that's called lachish. It happens to be lachish is the word which came up in the Medrash before, by Yosef HaTzadik and other times. But Lochash is what the Koilu is gematria near Chanukah. Itisach gutza gachim v'lochashla. The inverse of that is Altar B'sicha im ha'isha. So we know Chanukah has a lot to do with Yosef. And then there was an inyan by Yosef of Altar B'sicha im ha'isha. But the tikkun of that, the model of that, is what Chanukah represents, was when it's a matzah isha matzah tov. It's that orikitov, but it's more particular, it's that Indian of itisach gutza, the one she's low, gachem alachashla, and then you mala her up. It has a lot to do also with the Sage of the Ari, where he says that when it comes Shabbos Chanukah, first you have to be madlik the near Chanukah, and then the near Shabbos. He explains that first you have to go lamatim esrat vachim, and then you have to be mala it up. Not getting into the pratim of that sugya, but al kapanim we see that in the parsha, and as it pertains to the sma with Yosef Efrat, we see this running theme, b'chitzonis, but also b'pnimius, of the oimik of what it means, al tar v'sichayim ha'isha.